because he didn't have to push any special buttons.
It's Palm Sunday. Somebody say praise God. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Okay. That's the only set I can change. Okay. Well, we're going to take a little break before then so you can set it up. Okay.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Should start by making some noise. That way we feel better that we're not in here by ourselves this morning. All right, why don't everybody stand up? Praise God. Praise God. We don't want to praise God by ourselves this morning.
Y'all better sing.
tonight, this morning. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. Isn't God a good God sometime? My, I feel like praising the Lord. How about you? My God is a good God. Why don't you just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a second? Just pray in the Holy Ghost if you're glad you're here this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. It's good to praise God. Amen. No place better in the world to give God praise. Things happen when you praise God real big. Amen. Give God your praise. It's a choice. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, you got all by yourself. There's nobody let's pray. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and change our life this morning.
Children, pray, Holy Spirit, pray. Everybody say hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God, he's a wonderful God, isn't he? Bless God. God is a wonderful God. Number 74. Let's just sing this on Palm Sunday together. Hallelujah. Psalm number 74. Happy birthday, dog. Somebody say 74. Thank you. Brother Tizo in, not here yet this morning. Praise God. You can turn some light on. I believe he's doing it on Saturdays, and it does make a difference. And he needs some help.
Yes, we need some helpers on that. And you can see myself or Brother Tizo, and we'll get you going on that. We need church cleaners to help. Approximately 1 hour before service starts, just to kind of please things up and keep our place beautiful. I know we all enjoy coming here to worship.
Church. Amen. Amen. I believe the breakfast there is like $15 or something like that. Awesome breakfast. So celebrate Easter that way.
8 o'clock.
It's still at 8. Daisy Dukes.
Don't get too wild.
Daisy got saved and she's not wearing those things anymore.
They've come in your picnic clothes, these respectful picnic clothes. After service, we're all going to head over to Alder Bridge Park. That's where we're going to be having it. I'll be giving maps out. I'm going to have a sign up sheet on Wednesday. I'd like to get an idea how many members of your family are becoming if you're bringing guests.
Praise God. Isn't that good? How many of y'all love Sister Kathy? That's good. Leave that door open. Somebody say Yahoo or something. It's kind of... That's good. That is really good, isn't it? I was reminded of something. How many like it when the Holy Spirit speaks? Amen? And the Holy Spirit speaks things and... Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the prayer request form. Yeah, so we got prayer requests for us. Well, praise God. I was reminded of something this morning. How many say, thank God for the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit stops speaking, we're all in trouble. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost speaks, those that are smart listen. Amen. And we thank God that we have a heart, amen, that's open to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I heard two things this morning that changed our life. Amen. One of the words that we're not going to close that on Mondays anymore. Brother Jesse and I will be here on Mondays. We're supposed to stay open on Monday. Why? Because the saints are, y'all are moving. You church people are moving. And the Lord, as you said, the church, I mean, I was praying, the Holy Spirit said, these church people are really hustling, they're really moving, and they need headquarters to be open on that day. Amen. So we're here on Mondays now. Why? You stepped up a notch, and we're stepping up a notch. Somebody say praise God. Also, Mama's planning another trip to Mexico. Somebody say hallelujah. So we need lots of rice and lots of flour and lots of lard and lots of beans. Somebody say amen. And we're going to stock it down so she can go. Somebody say amen. Also, another thing that I heard, amen, we pray everything that we do is so important. And there are so many issues that we face on a weekly basis that can only be answered by prayer. Seriously, there are certain situations that can only be handled by prayer. You know, sign stuff. You know, the signs is a prayer situation. Signs are so important. That is a prayer situation. You know, just as important as we need somebody to go out there and put them out, we need somebody to pray that the signs stay out. You know what? Because the devil hates those signs. We have no idea how much opposition we have to get those signs out there. And that the right person see the sign. I mean, if you've got a ministry, I'm telling you by the Holy Spirit, you better do it or you're going to get in trouble. Amen? You know, some of you people that say, I'm called to be an intercessor. Called to be an intercessor doesn't mean that you're ticket out of everything. Amen? If you're called to be an intercessor, that means you're ticket into everything. Amen? I mean, that means that you need to put in more prayer. Whatever you see going on, you need to be taking your notes out. Amen. When you see the signs going up, you have to cover that sign in prayer. Amen. Because the devil hates it. Amen. So you need to get yourself a list and find out what's going on. Say, let me pray about that to make it better. Amen. How many intercessors do we have? Amen. Well, when we call you to pray in Jesus' name, we want a list of every intercessor because we're going to wash everything in prayer. When we witness to somebody, call in and let us know when you're witnessing to somebody. And then we'll call an intercessor. We're calling on the saints. I called Rex this morning at what time? 7:30 this morning. Somebody say amen. Why? Because he's called to do what God called him to do. So he got that phone call. Amen. If you're going to do something, you're not going to be able to say, if you can use anything, you can use me, Lord. Just don't let pastor call. You know, that's not how it works. You know, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Just don't call me. Amen. Well, it don't work like that. Somebody say amen. When the opportunity arises for Jesus to make a difference in somebody's life, amen. When Jesus needs to be on a scene, he's going to be on the scene through and of us. Somebody say amen. And then if somebody needs healing and you got a healing ministry, I don't care where you are. I don't care what time it is. Somebody say amen. You will be called. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm just so excited to see Sister Kathy was here during the week and she called in and she had to go do some things. She was running behind and she said, you know, I'm here at the hospital. She went to the emergency room all day. Was it Thursday? Some sister has cancer, and she was there ministering all day just about to the person with cancer. Somebody say amen. Amen. God is giving you windows and opportunity of effective ministry. Amen. And you can get busy with it. Amen. People need some help. People need healing. I tell you what, if you want to be one of those agents and you want an assignment, call up and let us know. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The other thing that we heard this morning, somebody say amen, that I heard this morning, I was praying about some things, just thinking about some things, and Holy Spirit showed me a scripture, and we need scriptures. Amen? Well, how many of you know it's okay for women to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. But there was a scripture in the Bible that says that women should keep silent in the church. Didn't it say that? Well, what does that mean? Does that mean they're not supposed to speak? No, that means they're supposed to not make disruptions. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, God is not a respecter of person. Amen. That goes for men, women, children, anything. That means when he said that disruptions, he said they should keep silent. And those women that were disrupting the service, they weren't doing it rudely. They were just trying to find where, you know, they were just asking questions in reference to the mess, to the service. But the Bible says, listen, if they got some issues that they just got to run their mouths about or talk about, they need to do that at home. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Don't run your mouth in church anymore. Amen. Yeah. It's because people are here looking for the word of God, trying to hear the word of God. Amen. You hear what? People are here getting answers for their life. And it's nothing more distracting when someone's trying to get a breakthrough for an issue that they have. Somebody say amen. And somebody else is preaching beans in the oven meal. Amen. Or preaching their own message. The Bible says that we ought to, you know, honor one another. Amen. And one of the things that we can do to honor one another, look at that scripture. We ought to keep quiet. Amen. And do those things. It's not that important. You just say, well, it's just important. You know, it's just hard to do that. Well, it's harder for someone else to get a breakthrough. Somebody say amen. Amen. We get so worried about our feelings and people are trying to hold on to life. Amen. And we're fighting over biscuits and all these other things. Somebody say amen. So let's be considerate one of another. Amen. because you might be a hindrance to the word of God. So let's try to make that better in Jesus' name. I'm going to leave it alone. You got the word on it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's get the word of God. My goodness, it's 11. It's 12 o'clock. Yes, precious. Quickly. Uh-huh. You came for prayer, I remember. Yes. Praise God. Glory to God. And doesn't she look good this morning? I tell you what, God is moving by His Spirit. We got to get going. Yes. For Stanford, yes. What was the outcome there? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Test. Praise God. Stanford got a good report. That is worthy to be mentioned this morning. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. It's Palm Sunday. And you know, I tell you what, these holidays are so hard for me. I'm going to confess to you. I can't stand these holidays that come because it kind of puts you in a box. You know, Christmas time comes around, you got to find some Christmas thing. Amen. There's always a box to get in during holidays. And I like to be free in the Holy Spirit. Amen. But we can just study. The best thing for Palm Sunday is to study Palm Sunday. How would you like to do that? How would you like to study Palm Sunday in reference to the Word? Amen. So let's go there real quick. Let's go to John chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. They made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment and spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with his hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 100 pence and given to the poor? Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bags and bare what was put in. Then saith Jesus, let her alone, against the day of my bearing have she kept this. For the poor always you will have with you, but me you will not always have. Somebody say Palm Sunday. Lots of things go on during Palm Sunday. History always repeats itself. Somebody say amen. Every once in a while, someone will get a revelation of who Jesus is and push it. Anybody ever pushed it before? You know, you ever had an idea that something was very precious to you and God called you to sow it? Or to give it up, and to others it might appear to be much. Somebody say amen. Guess who was there on Palm Sunday? Mary with the alabaster bottle of oil. You can't have a Palm Sunday without a Mary with a bottle of oil. Somebody say amen. Someone will always bring something costly. Praise will always cost us something. Somebody say amen. And it's always someone in times of giving. Somebody say amen. It's the cheap one that has a problem. It's always the thief that's got a problem with someone else sows. Somebody say amen. It's always a thief that has problems when somebody else sows. It's never the one that's given from the outside, from their heart. Amen. It's always a robber someplace. And I've learned that. I've learned that as I've worked in ministries and ministering churches. You know what? I've never had anybody fuss with money that was faithful with money. Amen. You know who fusses about money, where money should go, and is always talking about the poor need this, the poor need that. Amen. The ones that ain't sowing anything. And I came to the conclusion, we had a thing that everybody was always talking about, benevolence, 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 benevolence. Somebody say amen. Why? Because they were the ones that were hitting the benevolence, 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 benevolence. Somebody say hallelujah. Anybody ever heard it? You could have done this for the poor. I had one person call. I was on the internet about a year ago. One man on the internet, he was on there, he was just wailing on one of the churches, the Catholic Church. He said, why does the Catholic Church build these magnificent buildings and all of these wonderful things with all the poor and all the hungry all over the world? Why are they doing all those things? You know why? You know, what is this? And he was really preaching up a storm that churches spend too much money on unnecessary things when they need to be thinking about the poor and doing all these other things. You know, and usually we could all jump on that bandwagon and say, amen, hallelujah, and get religious. You ever done that? You ever done that? Amen. Well, you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? Well, if you were so concerned about the poor, amen, why did you buy this computer? Amen. Then why don't you sell your computer and go out there and feed somebody? Somebody say amen. Amen. If you didn't give any money to the Catholic Church, don't worry about where the Catholic Church puts their money. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It, don't complain unless you're out and doing, somebody say, what the other ones are doing. Judas went out feeding no poor people. He didn't have any heart to feed any poor people or do anything with it. Amen. He was holding on to the money. Well, it's the same thing today. People live the same way. And you will find judgment and watch. You find people that complain and gripe about that kind of stuff. They're robbing God somewhere or robbing somebody else someplace. Amen. Things happen to us. Amen. When we get obedient to the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. I tell you what, we are not to rob God in any way. Why are we getting on this? This is still Palm Sunday. This is still Palm Sunday. We don't like to hear these things on Palm Sunday. We want to get there. Amen. There are certain things that God doesn't like. What does God not like? He doesn't like liars and thieves. Somebody say thieves. He can't stand a thief. Well, when God calls you to do something, he knows what you have, and he wants you to abide with something. Amen. You know what? What you have, somebody said it this morning. Listen. God will bless us abundantly. And you got to understand that God is the owner of all things. And all we are stewards and managers of his resources. I mean, we don't have anything. None of this stuff belongs to God. It all belongs to God. And he just gives us the ability and the, amen, and the mindset to steward the resources that he puts toward us. Somebody say amen. And I'm going to take a blow at the robbers this morning. Amen. One of the things, you don't have to sew it here, but you know what? If God can't stand liars, he can't stand thieves. It's in the Bible. Amen. And the book of Malachi says, will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Amen. Yet you have robbed me in tithes and offerings. We are to tithe and sow offerings. Amen. And if we don't tithe and sow offerings, the Bible says you are a robber. And a robber in our is a thief. Somebody say amen. So stop stealing. Amen. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Now, let's get on to this. So Mary came and offered up everything she had. Amen. Then in John chapter 12, verse 9, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only. Wow. So I said there were a lot of people there. There were a lot of people there, but they came not for Jesus' sake only. We got to understand that even in our church and in our ministry when we want a lot of people to be there. Not everybody's just going to come. People that don't know God are going to wake up in the morning and say, Jesus is calling me to go to church. It just doesn't happen that way. Many people expect people to come to church for Jesus' sake only. That doesn't work that way. The many people that were there were not there because all of a sudden there was just some pulling in their heart. They had to get there because Jesus was in town. The Bible says they came not for Jesus' sake only. And you got to realize that there's some empty seats this morning. Amen. And there are empty places and voids in ministry. Why? It's because we're expecting people to get this divine thing. Amen. And just show up. He came not for Jesus' sake only. And we got to realize that with our loved ones. We got to realize that with our neighbors. We got to realize that with our nation. And we got to realize that in the world as well. Amen. You can't expect. You know, angels aren't going to come and preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. It's going to happen by us. And we're going to see that in Scripture, that there are going to be people that are coming, but they're going to come as a result of this. John chapter 12, verse 9. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. That's what's going to bring the multitudes in. Somebody say amen. Amen. When they start to see Lazarus, amen. There's some Lazarus in here this morning. There might be a Mary in here that came with the alabaster bottle of oil that just came for Jesus. Amen. But the multitudes are coming because there's some Lazarus is sitting in this building. There were some people that your lives were devastated. They were wrecked. It was all washed up and it was over. And all of a sudden, God stepped in and there was life again. God did something powerful in your life, and they want to find out what happened. They're going to come to see Lazarus. Amen. God's ready to do some big things in your life. And somebody's going to say, hey, I want to come and see that woman that God healed of cancer. Somebody say, amen. I want to see for myself. Amen. I want to see that depressed person that's always smiling now. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. I want to see what God can do. Amen. Much people will come when they find a Lazarus. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, people want to come because they see Dean smile. Amen. Where's that guy that was stuck in a box? Amen. Was stuck in a box, scared to move, and all of a sudden he's saying, hallelujah. The guy that saw a light from heaven. Where is Lazarus this morning? Amen. People want to see you. People want to see you. Glory to God. They want to see what God's done in your life. Amen. Much people will come, but they can't find a Lazarus. They can't find a person that once was dead in sin. Amen. But now is alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Where is Lazarus this morning? You will not have a Palm Sunday without a Lazarus there. Amen. I like the whistle. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. I like that. Somebody say, I was dead and on my way to hell, amen, had no reason to live, but then there was a man named Jesus. Come and see for yourself. Hallelujah. Any dead people alive? Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. There are a lot of places that go and all they find is dead people. Their church is full of Lazaruses, amen, but the other way, amen, haven't got up yet. Amen. Haven't got up yet. They're just singing songs to each other. Amen. They're all dead. Amen. But when Jesus comes, he gives you life and he gives it to you more abundantly. Amen. He's going to pick you up and turn you around and make everything all right. Much people came not for Jesus' sake only, but also for Lazarus. Hallelujah. Why don't you claim that right now? People are going to come because when they see what God did to me. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory a Dios. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priest consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. So expect it. Somebody say amen. What is Lazarus doing alive again? We're going to kill him again. Not only are we going to kill Jesus, but we're going to kill the one that he put to life. Somebody say glory to God. It didn't say the devil was out to kill Lazarus. It said the chief priest in all this mess. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. There are a whole lot of religious people out there today that would love to knock you off. They would love to shut you up. Amen. They would love to see you sad and depressed and discouraged. Amen. And wore out. But they hate to see you alive. Amen. But because he lived, I live also. Hallelujah. Live until the devil gets mad. Amen. Live until the devil gets mad. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, they wanted to put him out. Did you know that? Some of them came to see Jesus. Some of them came to see Lazarus. Some of them came to kill. I tell you what, there's some people that get up real early in the morning to knock somebody out. Everybody that come through the door is not coming with an offering. Somebody say glory to God. We told somebody else we were going to write a book. The devil goes to church, but he doesn't love it. The devil wakes up real early and irons his clothes to go to church. Somebody say amen. He's never late. He's always right on time. Somebody say amen. He said, I can't miss church. Got to get there. Got some joy I got to steal. I got somebody I got to offend at the coffee bar. I got to set something off. Somebody say, I got to go to church. I got some things I've got to steal. It's payday for the devil. Do you know everything the devil gets, he gets from you? So he's going to find the place where God is blessing. Amen. God is sitting there blessing with a good word. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And you go out. And some of you got your blessings in your hand. But by the time you get to the freeway, amen, somebody then said something. The devil said, thank you. That's mine. Hallelujah. It's payday. Stop letting the devil steal from you. Somebody say amen. The devil's in this place this morning looking for a way that he might steal the word that's sown in your heart because he can't get his own. Hallelujah. Some say, don't let him steal anymore. The devil comes to kill and to steal and destroy. Somebody say, amen. But the devil is a liar, amen, and he's also a loser because you're hearing the word of God and you're not going to let him do it anymore. I want to let you know, if you think you got this life, that everybody's going to say, amen, Dean's got this life abundantly in him. And he said the Holy Ghost said he had to guard the gift on the inside of him. Some things you just can't share with everybody, amen. Because there are some people out there that hear about that life, you got to say, I better put that out. Because as your light shines brighter, theirs will shine darker. And they don't want nobody to see the mess that's in their life. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, there are people out there looking to take your life. Glory to God. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also. They had a meeting. Because of this reason of him, many Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Lazarus started some stuff. It was all Lazarus' fault this Palm Sunday mess started. He got out there and got healed. Why did he just stay in the grave and embarrass Jesus? But then again, he get up. And now because of Lazarus, all of these people are following Jesus. Kill him. How many of you would love... There was a friend of mine. Anybody recall William Branham? He wasn't a friend of mine. Amen. I didn't know him. But I had a pastor friend in Shreveport. Amen. The healing revival in the 1940s started as a result of the ministry of William Branham. Do you know that? First of all, when the revival happened there at Life Tabernacle in Shreveport, out of that church, we got Christ for the Nations. Out of that church, Brother Jerry Savelle got saved there. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Brother Copeland. You know, when Brother Copeland tells the story that Jerry Savelle's daughter was in the children's church, amen, it was at children's church at Life Tabernacle. Jerry Savelle was there. He was just going to church. He wasn't saved, amen. He was just going to church there, sitting there because his wife made him, amen. And all of a sudden, they sent the daughter to children's church. And they had the great attentive children's church worker, and they had a rocking chair. Amen. And all of a sudden, they were rocking in the rocking chair, and the chair rolled over on the little girl's finger, and her finger came off. Amen. But just that morning, it just so happened that Brother Kenneth Copeland was preaching. This is before Brother Copeland got big. Amen. Amen. Brother Copeland was preaching, and they prayed for the little girl, and do you know her finger was healed? They healed the finger right there. Right there. Well, that revival started, amen, because everybody came. But they didn't come to see Brother Branham. They came to see the woman that got healed. The pastor's sister had gotten healed. When they were little kids, this little girl was sick. And Brother Branham prayed for her, and she got healed. And people from all over the place came to see the little girl that was healed. Somebody say amen. Amen. For reason, you never know. The breakthrough that you're needing might be the reason, amen, that the house gets full. Hallelujah. Some of you expect if pastor preaches a little bit better, I'll try. I'm doing the best I can. Just don't work sometimes. Somebody say amen. We might need a Lazarus somewhere. Amen. We need a light to shine someplace, and you might be that light. Hallelujah. For by reason of him, many of the people went away and believed on Jesus. It's not enough just to rise from the dead yourself and make things better. Amen. Get the devil back. Amen. By making many look at what God's done in your life. Don't keep your miracle to yourself. Don't keep it to yourself. When you start to live, let everybody see you. Amen. When you're depressed, you try to hide it, but everybody sees. When we get in a bad mood, everybody sees. Everybody knows that somebody's got a fungus this morning. Amen. Anybody had a fungus? And you look at them in the face, and it's like, don't you mess with me this morning. Somebody said, we're looking to manifest someplace. Amen. Today is not my day. But there are many times when God does something great for us and nobody ever knows. Nobody ever knows. It's not enough just to get blessed and get your stuff worked out. Amen. Ooh, don't rob God of the testimony. That's a gross, nasty, tacky, no-class thing. Amen. To have God do something good in your life and then push it under a rug someplace. Amen. Let people know that I didn't do this, but God did it. Only God did this. Amen. We owe something. Amen. That miracle that you got, it wasn't just there to put you out, but it was there to make many others believe. Amen. Yes. Amen. You with your mouth shut might have somebody else in bonds. Amen. When you open your mouth with your testimony, somebody else will break free. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will set others free, and many will come because they will know what God did for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Many others will come when we tell somebody what Jesus has done. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 12, verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King that comes in the name of the Lord. Somebody say, amen. When they heard that Jesus was coming, and this man that did everything, they came and sang, "Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now right here, glory to God, this is what I like. Can I get a little bit out there for you? I prayed about it, and the Holy Spirit said, share this, and I'm going to share it. If you get upset, amen, you'll get over it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. If you get upset, we'll get over it. Amen. Somebody say amen. Please don't get upset. Amen. But this just might help somebody. We just got to be real. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. This is a scripture that I like. This scripture changed my life. Amen. This is what I believe. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. We want to bring Jesus to town. We want Jesus to manifest more than anything. Somebody say amen. How many want God to show up? And we want God to do some things in Texas. We want God to do some things in the Woodlands. And we want God to do some things in our church and our ministry. Amen. But God can't find a young ass anywhere. Somebody say amen. You might think some of you might know I'm crazy. And some of you might know I'm out there. But I want you to know by the power of the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all are upset already. Get over it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You let me back into your car and let me hear what you say. Amen. It's in the Bible. Glory to God. But I tell you what, we got to get to this point. You don't have to be the Apostle Paul. You hear what I'm saying? You don't have to be some great miracle worker, amen, to get God to show up in your office, to get God to show up in your house. Amen. You might make mistakes, amen. You might be stubborn sometime, amen. God is looking for a young ass somewhere to ride into town on, amen. And I'm not afraid to get out there and do what God tells me to do, even if it makes me look like a young ass. And neither should you. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. God is looking for some young asses that he might be able to get the world saved. Amen. And he came riding on a young ass. Somebody say glory to God. I'm just reading the Bible to you. Every time I quote it, it was right in the Bible. Hallelujah. Is there a young ass in the house this morning? Somebody say amen. He can ride me in. Somebody say glory to God. I'm not out there looking to be some superstar. I'm not looking to be pretty. Amen. It's Jesus that the world might see Christ and him resurrected. Amen. I don't got to polish myself up too much. Somebody say glory to God. It's not what's on. You know, it's just not me. You don't want what's in my head. You want what's in my heart. And that's Jesus Christ. All these people looking to look all good and all just messed up. Better put your suit on when people are coming. Somebody say amen. I got the revelation. Amen. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. If I would glory in anything, it would be the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. He alone can do the work. Somebody say amen. Humble yourself. Humble yourself and realize, amen, that Jesus comes to town when people humble themselves. Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, when people are willing to humble themselves and stop trying to be gods, amen, and stop trying to be the next Elijah, amen, stop trying to be the next savior of the world, amen, stop trying to be the next Billy Graham, stop trying to be the next Benny Hinn, somebody say amen, and just humble themselves and try to be the ass that just comes through town and brings Jesus. There are several scriptures when God used asses, amen. He spoke through the ass and saved the prophet. Do you remember that, amen? The prophet prophesied, amen. Somebody say, if an ass can do it, so can I. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. And it would take an ass, amen, to preach a message like this morning. That's enough. Glory to God. You got it. You've got it. You've got it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. People that are stubborn to do what God wants them to do. Amen. And they came, listen, and he's sitting on the colt, amen. These things understood not the disciples at first, but when Jesus was glorified. Hallelujah. When Jesus was glorified, Amen. When Jesus gets glory, when we humble ourselves, amen, and get out of the way and let God get in the way, let God take the spotlight, amen. Stop trying to be superstars. Say, it's all Jesus. I don't know what I'm doing. He does. Then God starts to get glorified. Somebody say amen. I mean, I think God used me sometimes. They say it had to be God because I knew he couldn't do anything. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. That we can only boast in Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I like the laughter. It's good. When Jesus was glorified, then they remember the thing which were written and that they had done these things unto him. Amen. The people therefore, somebody said the people, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, bear witness. For this cause the people also met him. Wow. Your resurrection and your life being brought back together again. Amen. Your miracle. You know that sign, that thing that God did for you. Amen. It caused something to happen. Somebody say, my breakthrough and my deliverance is going to cause something to happen in others to meet him. Amen. Say, come to God on my testimony. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. For they had heard that he had done this miracle. Amen. The Pharisees said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, even the whole world is gone after him. Somebody say, amen. Lazarus, he didn't do anything. He was dead. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't help God out. All he had to do was, he was there stinking. He couldn't do anything. But yet he's getting, a dead man's getting all of this credit. A dead man's getting all his credit. Lazarus caused the whole world. Somebody say amen. Here I am. I believe there's some bum somewhere, some wino someplace laying in the corner. Amen. Amen. You don't even know. Amen. Somebody out here trying to preach down the wallpaper. Amen. Trying to be Benny Hinn. Amen. But there's some bum someplace dead. Amen. That's about to come to life. Amen. Hallelujah. That's going to cause the whole world to turn after God. Woo, glory to God. All you got to do is live and live life more abundantly and let your light shine. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. I think that's enough. Amen. I think that's really enough. Did we get anything out of that? Two people were there on Palm Sunday. Two people were there on Palm Sunday. Amen. One day, amen, Mary had gone there the first day. Amen. Those two, you know, there were 2 days. Amen. The first one was the woman with the alabaster bottle of oil. She was there. Amen. Amen. Judas tried to knock her off. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Then the second day, amen. Here comes Lazarus. Amen. And all the people wanting to see him. The Pharisees tried to knock him off. Two palms on Palm Sunday. I was studying the thing, and I said, well, the best thing to look up is just palms. On this day, somebody say, two people will show up. Two palms showed up during this season. The first people came with palms, and they were waving their palms at Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God. They were waving their palms at Jesus to give him worship and to give him praise. Next time I read my Bible, I was going down, I think there was another palm there that smote him with the palm of their hand. So say two palms. Either you'll love God and worship God. Amen. And later on, amen, some of those same ones, amen. If the same ones came to town. Somebody say amen. Amen. Same old ones. One minute they're waving palms, say, hallelujah, Hosanna, blessed he is, comes in the name of the Lord. As long as he doesn't preach anything I don't want to hear, hallelujah. Amen. As long as he don't mess with my life. Amen. Here come the king. Amen. Here come the king. He said, what? Keep the palm in your hand, even though he may manifest. If you drop the palm, somebody say amen. The only thing you have left is the palm that smote him. The palm represents worship and gratitude and testimony. Somebody say amen. And life. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Only God can do this. Somebody say that. Amen. When we drop that palm, the other palm that's left, somebody say palm. It's the hand that slapped him in the face. It's a slap in the face when we don't worship God for the great things he's done. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. It's an insult to God. Don't slap his face. God has done many great things for you. Pick up a palm and say thank you. Just pick up a palm. We got some palms here this morning. Jesse and somebody looks good this morning. Who looks good this morning? Come on, Rita. She said, I do. Amen. Get over there. Come on. Y'all look good. Let's pass out some palms. Amen. Now anybody wonder? Now, some of you other palm ministry people will have that. We'll do that in the boxing room next door. Amen. I thought we'd have enough palms, but what a good thing we might not. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can take them out of the bushes. Amen. Where's my other ball? Chad, you want to grab some out of the bushes for us? Amen. Somebody say, praise God. I will worship. Say, I will worship the Lord, my God, with all of my heart, soul, and mind. Now, Jesse, we might want to get ready. We're going to do a couple songs as y'all go out of here. We're going to receive this morning's offering. Amen. I'm looking for, somebody say, I'm looking for Mary. Amen. We're passing out the palms. I'm looking for Mary through the bushes someplace. Is there somebody in here this morning with an offering? So as we're preparing to sow, they're passing out these. We're also going to be here tonight. Somebody say amen at 7 o'clock. Praise God. Jesse, let's get ready with those two songs. My gosh. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Woman's throwing time from profit. Praise God. It works. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, can I give a praise report? This last 2 years, some of you saints have been praying. These have been some rough years for Nations Church financially. Somebody say, wow. But you know what? God has worked it out. Hallelujah. We are getting caught up on so many of our bills supernaturally. Somebody say, amen. We are caught up on our light bill, and we are caught up on our telephone bill. Somebody say, bless God. That is a miracle. Yes, sir. Woo-hoo! And we're about to catch up on the devil. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. This is rent week, and we're going to pay the rent by faith in Jesus' name. Every intercessor pray that we're able to do that. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Also, everybody do this. We are going to Tulsa. On July the 23rd through the 28th, we're going to the Kenneth Hagin meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Everybody can afford to go. Who wants to go? There are several hotels there. There's some there for that don't have faith. You can stay at the Econo Lodge. Somebody say amen. Amen. But there's some of us, amen, you're going to go and stay at, what hotel is it? The Adams Mark, which is the best. And we got great rates there at the Adams Mark. You can drive up, take a convoy and drive up and be there. It'll probably cost you about $40 to drive up there. Amen. And if you stay with some people, if you get four roommates with you or three roommates, you can stay in a hotel room with three roommates and stay there for a whole week and only pay like $120. And Adams Mark. Somebody say, praise God. You can do it. So get, I tell you, you'll never be the same if you go, and everybody needs a break. Amen. And if you look into your wallet to make it happen, it just won't happen. Amen. You better look to Jesus and say, I want to go in Jesus' name. Amen. And you will go. You got it all set up for us? Let's get some singers. I think it's a good... Oh, well, yeah, he doesn't have that one set yet, but we got one. Somebody say, praise God. Well, let's get ready to sow this offering this morning. Somebody say, amen. Do we have an offering plate anywhere? Somebody say, I got my green in one hand and my green in the other. Hallelujah. Somebody say, bless God. Please don't miss church tonight. I got a word from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you hearing me? We stopped early to let y'all out of here. But listen, tonight we're going to be talking. We've had rough seasons. How many had a rough season that you're coming out of? Where there have been a lot of stuff that's going on in your life. I mean, it's been some rugged stuff. And y'all have gone through some stuff. Amen. You've been through some stuff and we've been through some stuff. Amen. Guess what's going to happen? Now you're going to learn to get the reward amen, from making it through that stuff. And that's what tonight is about, is making the devil pay up for what he tried to do. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, now I'm going to go charge the devil. I'm ready to get something out of this. Somebody say hallelujah. I want you to think about everything the devil trying to do that you've endured. Somebody say amen. Say that's all right. I'm going to make you pay. Somebody say it's payday. And he's going to pay up. I expect to be blessed. Amen. He didn't bought me a hair salon chair, a mirror. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Make him pay. And that's about tonight, to make him pay. If you have that offering, why don't you hold it up? And I want someone that has great faith to come and pray over this offering. Someone that believes in giving. Amen. Who wants to, somebody say pray. Who needs an envelope? If you need an offering envelope, we have it. In Jesus' name. Who needs an offering envelope? Praise God. She needs one. If you need one, we got it. Hallelujah. This sister back there needs one. Hey. Is that your boy too? You got a cool family, man. Thank God. And we still ain't got, how many you got? Two more? Amen. No. Rita, I'll tell you what. My goodness. I don't know. I have to put prophets on. Somebody say praise God. Well, Denise, you got that faith? Pray over it. Amen. I'm going to believe this. Listen, intercessors, believe with me. We've had times where we've had to be late to pay the utility, rent on this place. And God's given a supernatural favor with one of the ladies that manages this place. Not only do we want to get caught up, and we will, but I want to bless that woman with at least $1,000 for her faithfulness. God does not jive with people. Amen. That woman needs a heavy duty blessing. Get out your pad and paper right now in Jesus' name. And I want you to write down something. Write down this name. Janice Green. This is the Green Sunday. Amen. And I want you to pray. See, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. This is how God does stuff. I want you to pray God's richest blessings on that woman in Jesus' name. And pray the favor of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Pray that he pays off her Mercedes or whatever she's got. Amen. Pray that he does something grand. Amen. And pray God. You know Janice. She has been so faithful. There have been times in times when we've gone through some stuff and we would go to pay the note and she had already paid it out of her own pocket. An Episcopal woman paying us, paying the note on the church. My Lord. That's God. Amen. And I'm going to pray that God richly reward her with unbelievable favor, that he gives her more than enough to do what God wants her to do. Somebody say amen. And you also need to claim abundance and blessing on your life. Amen. Somebody say thank God. Bless him. Denise, go home. You got it.
As you come up to sow your offering, when you filled out a prayer request form, some of you have already put it in the basket, or we put it in the basket for you. If you've turned it in, make sure when you come up, you take one. If you've written one, you need to take one and pray over it faithfully all week.
After you sow, you can worship God with us a little bit if you want to, or you can just go. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You kids, or y'all can just march around and praise the Lord. Is that all right? March around with your palm. Let's bring down the lion. Let's bring it down. Don't let this palm be more of a sign for Jesus Christ than your life. Somebody say amen. So hold on to your palms.
Ready? Everyone, raise up your offering and raise up your faith. Our precious Father, all that you have given us, all that you have made us, all that you have blessed us with, we know it's yours. We know it's yours, and we manage it faithfully. And as we do that, please prosper our church.
Yes.
Prosper this church. Prosper this church. Everything that this church does,
pray, woman.
Everything that every person in this church with the faith right now,
hallelujah.
That they also, everything that they touch turns to gold, Lord. We put our faith up to you because we know that you want to bless us. And now we ask for it and we receive it, Lord. And we will go out and
yes.
faithfully every day work for you, Lord. And please, please, Lord, watch over Janice. She has been very, 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 put a lot of confidence in our church here. And let everything that has gone on, from that, this point on, Lord, bless this church and let us be a testimony in that area. the people will come in and see the prosperity here and see the glory here, your glory, Lord. So right now we lift up to you. Everyone, please lift up your faith to the Lord and put your heart into it. Don't do it halfway. Do it fully. And know the Lord wants to bless you.
Yes.
The Lord wants to bless every one of you. He doesn't want you poor. He doesn't want you walking around and not be able to show his glory. But when you receive it, remember to return it to the Lord. Return it to the Lord. So, Lord, we hold up everyone that has put their offering in so far and everyone who will put it in, Lord. Bless their week. Bless their day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, our
Amen.
Father.
Now, hold on real quick. We want to take pictures if you go around. If the children's church could get in line, and what we're going to do, move that little pulpit out of the way. We want you just to do a Palm Sunday processional and just give your offering as you come by. Organize it. Somebody that's got the skills of organization, organize a nice little line from back there, and we'll worship God and we'll do it. All right. So we're going to do a Palm Sunday processional as y'all do that. So worship God as you do it. Amen. Ushers, get them in line and we'll just do it. Go from the back row to the front. Just go from the back row to the front, starting with the kids. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Praise God as you do it. Somebody say hallelujah. What number is this song? Glory to God. Worship God. Wave your palms before the Lord as you do that. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Give me some good reverb.
Every tongue.
Every tongue and every
there's race in you. Sing it to him.
Some of God's children take your place.
Oh.
Come on, everybody, it's time to start.
Praise the Lord, come on.
Praise the Lord, your God, with all your heart.
Every tongue.
confess the Lord. Call him up if you confess the Lord.
Guitar solo.